In a few hours' time, Liz Truss will get confirmation that she will be the next British Prime Minister. The country's foreign minister went head-to-head with the former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, to succeed Boris Johnson. Their campaign went on for nearly 2 months. They're agreed on changing the Northern Ireland Protocol, but differed greatly on how to deal with the UK economy, which experts say is heading for a deep recession and where millions are struggling to pay their bills. Here's some of what was said during the past 58 days.
In order to pay for those public services, we need a growing economy. That's so vital that we unleash those post-Brexit opportunities, we get rid of those pointless EU regulations, and we also cut taxes to make sure that we are getting people to set up businesses and help grow the economy.
Inflation is the enemy that makes everyone poorer. A Conservative government that I am privileged to lead will be proud not just to cut VAT on energy bills, but to go further to support the most vulnerable in our society, because that's what a compassionate Conservative governments do.
President Macron, friend or foe?
The jury's out. But if I become Prime Minister, I'll judge him on deeds, not words.
I will be privileged to be Prime Minister for the entire United Kingdom. And in that role, I want to make sure that I protect Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom. It's clear that the operation of the protocol, as it's currently being enacted, is putting that position at risk.
We are taking this action to uphold the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, which has brought peace and political stability to Northern Ireland. The Northern Ireland Protocol is undermining the functioning of the agreement and of power sharing.
That's Liz Truss there, who will become the third female Prime Minister of Britain later on today. Well, tomorrow, technically, her leadership of the Conservative Party will be confirmed a little bit later. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain, joins us now. So, John, just take us through what we can expect today.
Well, the announcement, the results of the election amongst Conservative Party members will be officially announced at 12:30 p.m. in the Queen Elizabeth II Conference Centre in Westminster. The candidates will be told the results themselves about 10 minutes beforehand, and then the winner will make a short speech. But as you said, the appointment isn't until tomorrow, and because of the Queen's mobility issues, the handing over will take place in Balmoral in Scotland rather than Buckingham Palace. And tomorrow, Boris Johnson will make his final speech at 8:30 a.m. outside number 10. And then he'll fly to Aberdeen to be the first British Prime Minister to relinquish his position at Balmoral. And then Liz Truss will also fly separately up to Aberdeen, where she will be received by the Queen and appointed Prime Minister. At 4 p.m. then tomorrow, she'll be in Downing Street. She'll be appointing her cabinet and she'll be given the nuclear codes.
And then the tough work of being Prime Minister really starts, and she has huge challenges facing her.
Yes, and this is what's causing a lot of concern, and that proved the crux of the leadership campaign. Liz Truss is planning to basically maintain public services, to cut taxes and to increase borrowing. Now, you know, you can argue about economic policy, but what a lot of people are worried about is, with all the problems facing Britain at the moment, this might not be the right time to do it, and things could go badly wrong. For instance, with rising inflation, public services are going to be, the cost is going to be increased with the cost of inflation. And also, under the current situation and the trade deficit and so forth, the cost of borrowing itself could be expected to rise. So, for instance, the Financial Times in an editorial at the weekend said something has to give in this, and there's going to have to be some change to Liz Truss's programme. But as things stand, she plans to go ahead. Her idea is these tax cuts she's planning are going to supercharge the economy and lead to growth, which in turn will fund public services.
And of course, Brexit is still there, and the fallout from that and the protocol on the North, and speculation that she will want to avoid a trade war with the EU at this very critical time. What is the expectation there on what she will do in relation to the protocol in the coming weeks?
Well, if you look at the cabinet that she's reported to be planning to appoint, it wouldn't suggest that there's going to be any compromise on the protocol, as she was the one, as Foreign Secretary, who introduced the protocol bill to override it, essentially, and to unilaterally change it according to Britain's wishes. Suella Braverman, who was Attorney General and provided legal advice, to say that this was not in breach of international law, which goes against the views of many, many lawyers. Suella Braverman is now going to become Home Secretary, which will be the fourth most powerful position in the government. Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis, who earlier told the House of Commons the British government was willing to break international law over the Northern Ireland Protocol. He's rumoured to be about to be appointed to the Secretary of Justice. And Jacob Rees-Mogg, the hardline Brexiteer, is getting a promotion, it's reported, to Business Secretary. And the old-time hardliner, Ian Duncan Smith, is reported to be coming back to Cabinet as well. So it doesn't look like a team that's going to compromise.
All right. John Kilrain in London, thank you very much. It's nearly 9 o'clock.